UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Again, we're simulcasting right now, waiting for Governor Bevin.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Oh, what did I say? Did I say Bevin?
Giving people running off the road everywhere.
And James Strebel.
She said a B word.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Pat Forte here on ESPN 680 105.7. Pat, have a good afternoon. We'll catch up, you know, in the next week or so. And stay safe. Always appreciate
all right.
The time.
Sounds good, Randy. Andy, you too.
Good way to start here on this Thursday edition of The Take. It's ESPN 680. It is 105.7 ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. My dog Ramon is very tired. He is still attached to the hip to one Round Daddy. That's a substantive hip to be tied to.
Yes.
James Strebel joins us here yet again live from my house, the Mobile Papa John's Studios, if you will. Mitchell Hannigan back there on Cardinal Boulevard. Fellas, how are we doing on this Thursday?
I'm happy to be out. This is the first time I've been out of the house since the last time I was over here, which is Tuesday.
Really?
Now, I've been around the yard and such, but I haven't gone anywhere. I didn't leave my neighborhood until today at about 2:30 when I started to drive over here.
Well, there you go. I haven't been anywhere.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy.
Well, there you go. So we'll hang out with you for the next 3 hours. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Mitch is worn out. Mitch is a beat beleaguered man as we start the sound bracket today. Mitch, it's going to be worth it. The time's going to be worth it. We were up late last night, seating up again this morning, shaking the cobwebs of our nightly Old Forester as the sound bracket has been seated at some point. And I shouldn't say at some point, because it is going to happen. Inevitably, there's going to be a sound or two that got by us. It will make us mad. We will curse. We will be frustrated.
Yell
but we
scream.
Will move on. And so that is coming up. We will unveil the upper left, what is that, the Midwest, caller
yes.
Emily region, we will do at about 3:30 today. So coming up here in about 28 minutes on The Take on ESPN 680, we will get the sound brack pumping. The ones that didn't make it are absolute haymakers that are out there in the NIT.
Yes.
I don't know who is the Archie Miller of these, but we shall see. And then at 4:30, our Cooper Turtle Hassan region, the lower left, which I believe is the east,
yes.
That we will have that at about 4:30 or so. So that sets up the show. Governor Andy Beshear will give his nightly press conference. Been nearly 2 weeks. We have been taking those, and so you'll hear him at about 5 o'clock. Now, you know, Beshear, they had the we may need to get this sound for Friday. They had the children's portion at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And I listened in just a little bit on my phone. I had someone send me some audio, I should say.
Okay.
We may need to go back and see if we can get that full audio. It's a teacher talking to preschoolers.
Oh, boy.
And so it's quite something.
I bet it is.
And sometimes I feel like I'm the preschooler, and sometimes I feel like I'm talking to preschoolers. So
yeah.
It is sound that we can also have. So that is very much out there today. I'll play you some stuff that did not make the sound bracket, but 3:30 and 4:30, appointment listening as we unveil the half of the bracket, and then obviously coming up at 5 o'clock, Governor Beshear live right here on all ESPN Louisville stations. So Mitch is worn out. We will get to that. Mitch subtweeted a bro dude last night over of what might have been a fake tweet about a bunch of U of L students going to Miami. I think it was fake.
It was fake. The dude's a troll. He's been a troll for like 2 or 3 years. I just don't like the guy. I just don't like him.
Wow. Look at that.
I've never heard that angry.
I didn't even have to set him up. Mitch hates this guy, and I don't even know who he is, but there is a guy who put something like me and my bros. Oh, God, I'm going to have to find it now because you know I sent it right to you, and I sent it, of course, to Blankenbaker. Like, of course. Oh goodness.
What Blankenbaker think about that? I'm sure he was incensed
as well. This guy, D. Bird, says yesterday was legendary. Main Beach was totally empty, so we decided to take it over and then had a bunch of Louisville people in the water from a frat in a sorority. Was it Pike?
The second that
Jason Riley, who is a reputable crime journalist
reporter, big time.
He retweeted it and hell broke loose, and then the guy took it down.
He got scared and deleted it because that's what he does.
Okay, so who is this guy?
Is he?
What a bad place to start, but this is where we're starting. Who's D-Bird?
I just don't want to talk about this guy, but he's been a troll for years, and he just like he changes his name to like a U of L in the profile picture to like whatever the U of L official account is, be like, oh, school is canceled today, and try to trick a bunch of people. I don't know. I've never met the dude, but I have mutual friends who are friends with him.
Is he a U of L student or is he just some guy?
He's a U of L student.
He might have graduated
this year. I don't know.
And he's just starting trouble.
That's what he does. He just stirs trouble.
He's a rabble rouser, as they would say.
He thinks he's funny, but he's not. That's just my opinion.
There you go. Look at a hot take. I don't know who he is. Man. If he did do this and it got picked up by like Jason Riley. I kind of think he won, Mitch. I don't know anything personally. If something happened between you two,
he didn't win because then he deleted it. Why?
Well, I agree. That's a good point. But the minute it got serious traction, I mean, he was 60 seconds from having Blankenbaker nuke him, and then you reach, pinnacle.
Yes,
you go Riley, then Blankenbaker, and then maybe it's Vannetti, and then it's a fake deal. And then who knows where it's going to go. What a terrible place for us to start. The other place that I was going to start, besides, because I'm all happy, we're in a tizzy here, and we're fatigued over the sound bracket. I mean, there's four things that we need to get to the bottom of. Five things.
Okay.
The two sportsy segments and then a bunch of nonsense.
Good.
I do want to have any sort of, if you want to add anything to the J-Scrub discussion, I talked a lot about it yesterday.
Sure.
There's not a lot to add to it, but we did a lot on that yesterday. But who do you think has a better chance of playing at their respective school next year? Is it Emmanuel Quickley or is it J-Scrub? I happen to think if you made me choose between those two, I would go Emmanuel Quickley, but that's just because he hasn't talked nearly as much publicly as Jay Scrub has in the last little bit about going to the NBA.
Sure. I think I would say Quickley just because he hasn't talked. And with Jay Scrub, he's yesterday telling two stories. The NBA story and then, oh, yeah, I'm good with Chris Mack and U of L. He's kind of speaking out of both sides of his mouth. I don't think he knows what he wants to do. I honestly don't. I don't think he has his mind made up that he's going to go to the NBA. I also don't think he has his mind made up that he's going to go to U of L. I honestly think that he wants to go be evaluated. Now, whether or not he's going to have that opportunity is still up in the air. As we know, we have no idea what this NBA combine situation is going to be. So for Jay Scrub,
you're doing yesterday's show.
I am probably doing yesterday's show. I know, but
boy, Mitch,
those are my thoughts.
Mitch, did you wander away a little bit when Strebel was talking?
I'm sitting on my laptop right now.
My dog started to bark. I kind of wandered away and was looking at the other things.
Eyes glazing over.
Did you listen to Lachlan McLean's show today?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I
saved that for the mixtape. That's just a good back and forth at 3:08 that we can use.
Yes.
I had to bust in because he was being Louisville Lock, and he was just being Louisville
Again?
Lock. Why are people pessimistic if a Jave Scrub doesn't show up? Well, I mean,
I don't know, Lock. I mean, he's just a really good player that would be equivalent to a top 10 5-star recruit.
Maybe.
And your other backcourt members are Josh Nickleberry, who we didn't see play.
David Johnson, who wants to go to the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, well, I don't see what the big deal is here. We should give Mac benefit of the doubt.
Well, here's the thing. He talked about the sex tape.
He did.
Lachlan McClain talked, and I got him to talk about it for probably, what would you say, Mitch? You listened to the audio, 6, 7, 8 minutes, and then he took a break, and then Carolyn came on and also talked about it.
Whoa.
So we have Locke and his wife on the air this morning at about 10:30, 10:40, talking about supposedly what did exist at one point, that was a sex tape of Lachlan McClain.
And
listen, I know there are people listening who are changing the channel because they're like, we want the Emmanuel Quickly J Scrub discussion.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm trying to serve two masters, and it's not easy to do.
No.
Because the sound bracket's going to be a bunch of nonsense. But Lachlan McClain on the radio talking about having one of those tapes
with his wife
is vomit worthy.
Yes,
but it's also something that leads the 5 o'clock news, if you will, John Bull. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Yes.
And so, the other thing, college football season's, you know, it's not starting.
It's
probably
not set in stone.
Well, of course it's not.
No.
And we talked to Pat Forty about that yesterday. Dennis Dodd was on earlier with Lachlan McClain. Dennis Dodd as well. I wonder if Dennis Dodd knows that an hour before he came on the air, the host was talking and interviewing his wife about a sex tape that was like 25 years old.
You would have to think that if he would have known that he may have canceled the interview and been like, I don't want any part of this. I'm David Dodd. I have a reputable name in sports industry. And the last thing he wants is to be tied to a sports talk radio gas bag here in Louisville and his sex tape. With his wife.
Yeah, I just...
I'm uncomfortable with this.
You listen to the audio, Mitch. You tell me. So those are the things.
Oh.
Are you going to sing happy birthday to Larry Vaught today?
I think he's had enough birthday wishes thrown his way today as I was perusing Twitter and saw a lot of lovely individuals wishing our guy Larry Vaught a happy birthday. I think he's doing fine without me having to sing to him.
437-9680. We'll see. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. It's the take on ESPN 680-1057. I am now, a texter says, this D-Bird guy is a wannabe Barry McCockner. I am going to do – Mitch is going to get very mad at me. I'm pivoting against Mitch here.
You want to?
I think this guy's hilarious.
Are you on Team D Bird?
Absolutely, I am.
Well, he did. I mean,
that's funny.
It is funny.
Fine. You can join his Twitter mob then. Fine, that's fine with me.
His Twitter mob. He has a Twitter mob.
Yes, that likes all of his tweets that think he's.
Whoa!
I dumped it.
Oh my gosh, he's irate. He's just dropped an F-bomb.
Again, this is just a guy who is a local U of L kid who puts fake tweets up and people like the Ad Darn Schefter and people get got by it. And Mitch hates this guy. And yesterday, this kid, apparently, he got Jason Riley. Hell, he got me. He got a bunch of people who are reputable. Not that I am not nearly as reputable as Jason Riley. Just to have the conversation on Twitter, whether it was real or not. And that just delighted me just because of the times that we're in. It just delighted me. It delighted me because Twitter is a cesspool.
It is.
And so when you treat it with respect, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I was mad when Diener got off Twitter, even though I understood why he did, okay? Because I'm like, it is the gutter.
Yeah.
It's not reputable. It is, in many respects, a gutter. And so that's why, you know, if you're Drew, you tell someone to die, you crush American Airlines, we all applaud, we love it, it's content, we move on, we create sound, and then have a sound bracket at the end of the year about it.
And we all laugh.
Yeah, we all laugh and we have a good time. Mitch just dropped an F-bomb. Is that the first time, Mitch, you've had to dump yourself?
I'm so upset at myself right now. I'm just a beaten man at this point.
Mitch.
At 3:13 on Thursday of March 26th.
What's the backstory with this guy? What is there he is, like? Is he in a rival frat or something? Did you guys have like a standoff at a bar? Or something?
There is no backstory. He's just been annoying for years. I muted him like over a year ago, and then I saw someone delete a tweet that Jason Riley, Mark Blankenbaker retweeted. I knew exactly who it was.
Did you guys get into a fight over a girl? Did he come at you with a broken Coors
Light
bottle?
No, I've never met the dude
something?
In my entire life. He's just annoying on Twitter.
This is beyond Twitter hate. This is, I mean, I there's people I dislike on Twitter too, but not to make me angry enough to drop F bombs. There's more. There's got to be more here, man. He's gone
there's,
silent.
There's
no,
really
is
not.
This is the
it's been, it's been pent up today, the anger. I apologize for dropping an F-bomb.
Okay,
this was just the
icing on the cake. This is what finally just broke you. You've had a rough couple of days. You're almost out of Old Forester. Did you and your boys get your butts kicked on Call of Duty last night? Is that?
No, we didn't play Call of Duty last
night. Okay, well, calm down. We're all friends here. We're going to have fun today, as Andy said. We're going to play some sound brackets. All good.
Texter says Mitch is stuttering. He's flustered. Yes, the audio now, the F-bomb. Texter says the F-word didn't get dumped. Oh, if you're listening on the stream, again, you can do anything on the Internet.
Yes.
You can say anything on the Internet.
Absolutely.
Texter says Sweeney just read someone's fake name. No, Barry McCockner is the fake name.
Yes, that's his name. That's his Twitter personality.
Yes.
Yes, and he breaks fake sports stories, and people retweet him, and it's hilarious. I think he's great.
Well, I mean, he had the one – be quiet, Ruby. What did he have? Oh, he said top 10 wide receivers of all time, and it was all white guys.
Yeah.
It was like Edelman and Wes Welker and Thielen and Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
And people were launching at him.
Mike Hartline.
People were launching at him, not knowing that that's just exactly what he does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so there's a lot of those guys out there.
That's what, the only reason is I find the gutter funny. So when Jason Riley, when there is a moment where we all have this thought process, did these jackasses really go to Miami Beach? Which, by the way, you can't go walk on Miami Beach now. That is now being patrolled,
right?
So they could never do that. And even if it was for 5 minutes or 10 minutes that we get to believe that the L's were thrown up in Miami, knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Knowing that Blankenbaker was going to be crushing, you were going to be crushing, it was going to become cards versus cats.
Yeah.
Knowing what the fallout, knowing, and then finding out that it was fake was even better. And then Mitch lashed out last night about it. I go, wow, there is some pent up frustration
here. Yeah.
Right.
Then he drops F words on live on the radio, which, you know, we've all been there before. I haven't done it yet, but it'll happen one day. It'll happen to me one day too, Mitch. One day I'll get on here and Andy will play me something from Locke or
we gotta play the sex tape stuff. I mean, listen, I can do Emmanuel Quickly or Jay Scrub. What is the audience? What does the audience want right now? Do they want you to give your analysis of your analysis was Jay Scrub wants to find out what the NBA thinks? I don't think he's made up his mind. He's 50% one way and 50% the other. That's why Mitch is mad.
Yes.
I drifted away. I drifted away when you said that.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing else to say.
There's nothing else to say about Jay Scrub.
A buddy of mine texted me. This is right. There was supposedly a story where man, we have to find this. Oh, God. We may have to find this audio for the 4 o'clock hour. Draymond Green called Steve Kerr a saltine cracker. And one of the main hosts in Minnesota was a Dan Barrero. I cannot remember. We'll have to look it up. It'll be all over the Internet.
Yeah.
One of these, a big host in Minnesota started talking about it, like did a segment about it. Like this guy got Stillman too. Stillman did an entire segment how the Tennessee Titans sound Dante Hightower, who ended up re-signing with the Patriots. It was last year or the year before, dude. He texted me. He's like, my producer's a jackass. He fed me wrong information. He's like,
my producer. Yeah. It's my Stillman's the one. Yeah. He's the one to throw somebody else under the butt. Well, my underlings.
He's Patino. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Jared Patino. But that is exactly what
he
happened.
He trusted the wrong person to give him information.
He did 20 minutes on Dante Hightower, signed a 2-year deal with the Tennessee Titans, and none of it was true. Him. And then people just lined up smashing him. Just crushing him.
And sold the guy in Minnesota.
Oh, listen, it happens to everybody. It's happened to everybody.
It's happened to me.
I find it funny.
Yeah, it's happened to me. I forgot exactly what it was, but I read something on one of the UK post-game shows a year or two ago, and it was completely false. People were crushing me on the text line. You're wrong, Strebel. It's fake. It's fake. And then I found out it was fake, and I had to apologize. It's happened to all of us. These guys are pros.
Texter says, instead of Dennis Dodd, you said David Dodd.
No, we said Dennis Dodd.
Texter says, I want to hear sports. Texter says, bleep J Scrub, go to the sex tape. Texter, sex tape. Texter, sex tape. Texter, talk about the sex tape. Texter, Andy, listening live, and sadly, the F-bomb came through, except the G. No, if you're listening on the stream or the audio now, it went through.
Yes, yes. If you're on the radio, you're listening to your car radio.
I hit the dub button. I hit the dub button as soon as I said it.
Yeah.
Also, another one. Barry McCockner got Skip Bayless on air with the Hardenhead man boob story. Well, that's fantastic.
That's the gold standard.
Mitch, that's what I'm talking about. Again, it's trash, but once you're in the trash bin of Twitter, you can't really get mad.
I think Barry McCockner's funny too.
Why don't you like D-Bird?
But this guy's trying to.
He's a wannabe. Yeah, he's a wannabe. He's just trying to do it for clout. And it's
why else would you want to do it? They're not making any money off it. I don't think Barry McCockner's rolling in the dough because he's a fake Twitter dude. I mean, that's why they do it, just for attention.
That's the whole reason he's doing it. Of course he is.
Yes.
It's funny with him and his buddies.
Yes. And they're all laughing. And except for yesterday, he was cowardly yesterday.
No, when he deleted it.
He's a coward.
If you're going to go all in, you have to go all in.
Yeah. And
we understand.
If you're going to dance around the cesspool, sometimes you got to dive into the cesspool. He just wants to dance around it. So I'm going to pivot against D-Bird for this reason. If you're going to do that stuff and you're going to be Twitter cesspool, then go all in. Don't be a coward and delete it.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. It's The Take here, hanging out with you on ESPN 680-1057. Before we go to this Lachlan McClain sound, we will do so here in just a second. Obviously, we've been talking about our great sponsors here at ESPN Louisville. One that I wanted to throw your way, we talked about it yesterday, Kroger. We all go to Kroger, listen, and that Kroger run has become more and more vital, obviously, in the last couple weeks, the last month, and that's going to continue to be like that. As Andy Beshear says, the food supply is not running out, so they want you to know that. Also, Kroger wants to thank all their loyal customers for shopping with them, and also their associates who work hard to keep their stores clean, stocked, and open. And right now, Kroger is hiring. Immediate openings available.
Great.
Apply today at jobs.kroger.com. Jobs.kroger.com if you want to be involved, obviously, in any of that. So we've made multiple runs to Kroger, and I think we're good now for several weeks, including Nikki found some teepee yesterday, which we weren't in trouble, but if we went another month and couldn't leave, then we might be doing the corn on the cob thing, which I don't want to. I don't even know how that works, and nor do I want to know how that works. 437-9680. Mitch, okay, so let's make you laugh here. In about 10, 12 minutes, we'll get into the sound bracket. Caller Emily, Region 1. We will do that here momentarily. But what do we want to do here? Because this lock sound is explosive, and there was 15 minutes, which is three times longer than the tape itself, where he and then Carolyn talked about this tape. There was explosive sound.
Boy.
So what do we have? What do we need to play?
So we got the three-minute clip of him just telling the story. It was just how this sex tape was created.
My heart might not take this, fellas. Just a warning.
Go ahead and leave our mics on while we fade us down a little bit, but just in case we're laughing, go ahead. This is earlier today, monumental sound earlier today as Lachlan McClain talks about his sex tape on the midday rush.
Okay.
Back in the day, when my beautiful wife Carolyn and I first met, and this is coming up, by the way, listeners, casual listeners, as a result of the Jamal Murray inadvertently leaked sex tape, I don't know how we got on the conversation. Did I have one? I said, I do not. There's no worry. There's no risk. And then Andy, as is his 60 Minutes journalism style, dug deeper and found out that at one point there was, and here's the story, my beautiful wife and I met in Augusta, Georgia, WRDW, News Channel 12. I was the weekend sports anchor. She was the lead reporter on the 11 o'clock news. Our desks were next to each other, and love, or more accurately, lust, blossomed, and we started hooking up, and eventually we started dating, and then it has this wonderful happy ending, and we've been married for almost 20 years. But when we're young and dumb and good-looking, at one point I brought a station camera home and put it on my dresser, and we did a little recording. And the format at the time was a format called Super VHS, which is a hybrid advanced version of VHS. And it was not Jamal Murray-esque. It was a wide shot, one shot, far away. But it was still fun to watch because we were young and in good shape and good looking and in love. And it captured that beautiful passion. But after about a week, how long was the tape? Oh, 5 minutes. I mean, anyway, after about a week,
Hightower Men's Clinic.
After about a week, we both got petrified that if it ever ended up in the wrong hands, if either one of us got mad at the other, like basically it was like that Russian-U.S. nuclear standoff, like, we're all good, but we weren't that good. We weren't engaged. We were just a couple, and neither one of us ultimately trusted the other that much to have that piece of kryptonite hanging out the world. So we jointly decided to destroy it. Together, we tore up VHS tape, and it is gone. And I will tell you, about once a year, we'll have a conversation and say, boy, I wish we still had that. Just to look back.
All right, so that's the setup. How about that?
I mean, the way that – I don't know where to start, but I'm going to try. And start where their relationship was built on lust. And then at this point, they're videotaping themselves making love. And then they don't trust each other enough. Like, they both, in the back of their minds, thinking this person could totally screw me over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, they got married.
Yeah.
And they,
But
they didn't trust each other. And they still.
Do they trust each other now?
No.
Okay, I agree with you.
No. I mean, that's just, you're right. It's explosive sound.
So what's the other piece of sound that we have? How long is that?
Carolyn talking about it for about 2 minutes.
All right, go ahead. We're pot committed at this point. I am not going to do a live read after this 2 minutes of sound, Mitch. All right, go ahead.
Tell us about the tape. Let's start with what Locke said. Was he the one that wanted to do the videoing, or were you the one who wanted to do the videoing?
Well, first of all, I cannot believe we're talking about this. You know, my parents listen to this friggin' show. But I was entertained. I told Locke two questions. I don't remember. I swear, I really don't remember. I would guess it was me, but I don't know. I mean, he had access to camera equipment at the time. We both worked at a TV station, and from what I remember, he like had it at home already, and we just propped it up on his dresser and got in his bed, and we locked the camera down, and it was probably like a medium shot, not anything tight or gross. And, you know, we watched it like 1,000 times. But then we got so nervous. We ripped the tape up, like literally physically cut the tape.
Okay, so when you rewatched the tape, I mean, is there critiquing going on? What
oh,
kind
God,
of
yeah. It's Locke and Carolyn. Are you serious? I mean, he was like, you should have moved your leg over here. And I'm like, it's the hell.
Oh, my God. Okay, Nick, do you have anything? Was the shot from the side? That's what people want to know. Was the shot
no.
from the side? No.
Uh-uh. It was just, like, propped up, like, you know.
Foot of the bed.
Yeah, foot of the bed. Yeah, like, filming upwards? Is that how you would describe it? I don't know.
We were just, Andy, I was 29. She was 25. We just looked good. Nice. That's it. We just looked good. But beyond that, that's all I remember.
I will say this. In, like, hindsight, Locke has brought up the fact that he wished we still had the tape way more than me. Like, I don't know if I've ever brought it up. But he brings it up probably once a year, maybe twice a year. I wish we still had that tape.
I mean,
how about that?
It's a haymaker.
How about that? And that's like what would you say, Mitch? That's 30-40% of the conversation. Oh yeah, there's a lot more.
I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah.
They're taking camera equipment from work, and you know, did anyone from work ever find out what they did with that equipment?
No, but you guys will love this. Locke's wife saying he had access to video equipment, and I think it was already at his house, is low-key one of the greatest yet
yes.
creepiest sentences that can be uttered on AM radio.
Yeah.
That sentence, he had access to video equipment.
I was thinking the same thing when I heard it. It's like he had acted, and he had it already. He's taking this stuff from work and, like, putting it around his house. Who knows what he has? She knows of one tape destroyed. What does that mean? I mean, it doesn't mean anything. He'd be hiding that stuff all around the house.
I didn't do that, but the one thing that I wanted to ask her was this your only tape?
Yeah, no, that's where my mind's going. It's like when she says stuff like that, like he already had access to video equipment, and he knew how to get it. It was already in his house. What was he doing with it? What does he have? Oh, man, this is – oh, that – And the move the leg and oh good Lord, that was graphic. It was too much.
Mitch, it's too bad you couldn't see the reaction of Round Daddy that entire time. I probably should have Facebook lived it.
Yeah.
We will clean up the text line. They're coming in fast and furious now.
Boy.
That's probably not the sentence to use. 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. Quick break. On the other end, Region 1 in the sound bracket. We unveil it next here on The Take.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, has Round Daddy checked on Emily?
And James Strebel.
No. I'm sure she's fine, though. I'm sure she's fine. They haven't had any correspondence.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Let this play a little bit, Mitch. Turn it up a little. Round Daddy likes this.
I do like this.
Damn it. I was letting it go. Come on. Hey, reminder, Papa John's and PapaJohns.com. Either tomorrow or Monday, Round Daddy going to have some Papa John's delivered to try out their new curbside. Well, I shouldn't say curbside delivery. Goodness, they're no contact delivery.
Yeah.
That obviously everyone is doing now in today's society. We'll tell you more about that coming up in the next couple days. But as always, Radio XL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. Coming up tonight, Illinois-Arizona 2005 Elite Eight game. We will have that live at 8 o'clock on all ESPN Louisville stations. And then tomorrow, the 1983 National Championship game between Jimmy V and NC State and Houston. That one also 8 o'clock on ESPN Louisville. It's all presented by Kroger, Papa John's, the Huffman Auto Group, and our good friends at the Fitness Market. So that is where we are. We're hanging out with you, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel. The text line has been nice. 437-9680. Texter says, lock Jeremy. Texter says, what happens to the bet I put on the Yankees over at 102.5 games? Two and a half games, do you know? You should get those back, but they're probably going to play the season in some way, obviously.
Yeah.
Texter, five-minute lock. Texas says Carolyn sounds like she's giving a deposition.
She did, kind of, yeah. Sound like she was under duress.
Texas says the only thing we know for sure about the sex tape is there was no soundtrack because it would have distracted Locke. Texas says, guys, is it too late for an entry to the sound bracket? That's a great point, Mitch. I don't know if you even thought about this, but when Locke was giving that sound today, my heart sank because I wanted to put it in this year's sound bracket, but entries, it was closed.
Yeah.
Entries were closed, and so that is quite literally the first team that you know that will make it next year.
Right, exactly.
It's all, like, yes. Already, Mitch, we have one of the 64 sounds, and it was quite – I mean, really, it
it's
was.
A, what's a three, you know when, it's a top three
well, you know when some, you know when kids would be born –
Yes.
Depending on what school district and state and all of that, exactly the dates to all of that, you'd have someone who is really young in their class.
Right.
There's always on the cusp. Are you going to be the youngest person in one class or the oldest
person
in another? Gotcha. That's what this is.
Yes, it, yeah, absolutely.
Because
is.
We would have had to move everything.
Well, that's the thing. You and Mitch.
That's a two seed, one seed. I mean, that's a high seed.
That's a top three seed.
Yeah, that's not me throwing in something that could have been a 15 seed.
Exactly.
The committee would do that. We take care of that. But we're talking about fundamental changes.
Yes, this is one of those super loaded Kentucky teams or Duke teams or Kansas teams that you know for sure is going to be at the beginning of the season, they're going to be in the top five, and at the end of the season, they're going to be in the top five, and you know they're going to get a top three seed. That's what this is. And you and Mitch have already worked very hard on this sound bracket.
But that's not Kentucky.
I said a loaded Kentucky team, not one of the mundane.
Not the last four years of a Kentucky team.
I'm talking about 2015, 2012, 2010 Kentucky. You know what I mean?
4379680. One thing we did not do is our buddy in Nashville, Jared Stillman, tweeted out: should Derrick Henry hold out next?
At some point,
we may need to dive into Nashville Sports Radio and take a little bit of listen on their stream, Mitch. All right, so we do this every year. Inevitably, we are going to miss a sound. We're going to miss a team. Something is going to happen that will make us mad. But for now, the sound bracket comprised just like your normal bracket, okay? You have the upper left. You have the upper left. You have the Midwest. Okay, that was going to be played out of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. On the lower left, you have the East going to be played out of New York, the upper right, the West, the South on the lower right. And so some of the themes of the show over the last year or so are things that are happening at ESPN Louisville. I don't know how much I need to explain this, but just if you hear us reference these things, the upper left, the Midwest, the upper left is the Caller Emily region. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The lower left is the Cooper Turtle Hassan region as he left ESPN Louisville to go to Greece. Now he's back hanging with his dogs, quarantined for months because he was over in Greece.
Yep.
And nobody knows if he does or does not have the coronavirus. So that is the reason that Cooper is the lower left. So, Mitch, how confident are you feeling about this, and are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's go.
He's going to redeem himself right here, Andy.
He's feeling good, isn't
he? He's feeling good. I hear it in his voice.
All right, so the one seed in the Caller Emily region, who in the ESPN Louisville bracket, which is the bracket that we're going with, is Baylor out of the Big 12. This is Caller Emily's most recent call to the UK postgame show.
First, we have a special caller on the line. We're going to go to Emily. What's up?
Oh, Daddy, put me on hold for other callers. You nervous? No,
well, I'm not, Emily. I'm not controlling the phones today. I'm just. Mm-hmm. I saw your name pop up on the screen, and I was trying to mentally prepare myself. No.
Sorry, can I say that?
No. Well, this is a.
So I go to the boat again. Do you want to meet up again?
Not tonight. I got have plans. I'm meeting a friend at a restaurant, and we're gonna have a beer or two.
Okay, I guess I'll meet you guys there. Is that
in Albany? Yes. That's where it is.
Guess I'll text you and see where I should meet you.
We don't have each other's numbers.
That's what you can say on air. If
Emily. No.
Yeah, wink, wink, tell your wife we don't have each other's numbers, Dad.
Emily! No! No! Don't do that. Don't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you want me to lie?
Yeah. No, there's no lies. Everybody's no. No.
Right, we don't have each other's numbers.
We don't.
Don't worry about it.
That's, I'm sweating. Like, I'm like pouring sweat right now. Oh, good.
Ooh, me too.
No, not because of that. Just, oh, so you, Emily.
I'm so into it.
Yeah. You have a lovely night, Emily. We appreciate the phone call.
And you too. See you in a little bit.
No. No. Have a good night.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Bye. I am.
The next time Emily calls in, I'm videoing the whole thing.
Facebook Live.
Because you people do not understand how flustered and red James's face is right now.
Like, I don't know what to say. She said a B word, but I don't know if you can. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Like, I feel like I just ran the mini marathon or a full marathon. I'm sweaty. I'm breathless. I can't see straight. My blood pressure. I might have a heart attack. If I have a heart attack, call the ambulance, please. Let's talk to Big Blue Jer.
All right, so there it is. That is way too good to be anything Scott Drew related. But that is Baylor versus the 16 seed Winthrop, and Winthrop is represented by Mark Blankenbaker battling New York Mike.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
You don't want your photo taken.
I know what you mean.
Like, do you think it's going to capture your soul like the Mom, Crocodile Dundee thing?
No,
I'm talking to you though, Mike. Don't make me hang up on you, Mike.
Settle.
Don't make me hang up on you. Do not be rude to me, New York, Mike. I can hang up on you again.
Settle down.
Again.
I can hang up on
you. He's trying to reach for it. I'm trying to slap his hand away.
I haven't reached for it yet. I'll hang up on you right now.
I've been with you for 4 years, and Mark can hang up on me, but I cannot hang up on him. I have enough respect.
That's exactly.
Not to hang up.
Well, no, okay, you don't have enough respect to be polite when you're on the radio, New York, Mike. You can be polite when you're on the radio.
Okay, time out. Time out, both of you guys, because talking to – okay, let's – settle down.
Drew trying That's a 16
to,
seed.
Drew trying to be the referee's the best part.
The 8 seed, Colorado, and that's all I know. The Buffaloes out of the Pac-12.
The Buffs.
Colorado back in the NCAA tournament is represented here on the Take Sound Bracket with Drew crushing Cincinnati.
And I'm going to crush U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati. I went to the Carrie Underwood concert there on Saturday night, and I think a bank of that stature should stop sponsoring that arena. Because that arena, Cincinnati has now fallen below Charlotte on my city depth chart. Cincinnati,
wow, that's saying a lot.
I'd rather go to Charlotte than Cincinnati now. Eric Wood and Chris Mack, I know that's your town. They wash a building down there once in a while, by the way.
Is that bad?
The place is trash, and I had tickets I paid a lot of money for and was trying to be told three times that I didn't actually have a ticket. I'm like, tried to kick me out.
I know you raised.
Tried
all
to kick me out, and
like
I had to raise holy hell.
I bet you did. I know you.
Oh yeah.
I know
they're gonna get
did.
It. They're gonna get it today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bad.
I can't wait.
Bad.
This is gonna be good.
By the way, can you move the homeless people out of the way too? Every now and then down there, in Cincinnati. I mean, it's just that city's trash. I mean, I'm done with that city.
It was that bad.
I'm not going. Look, I don't want to carry the Reds anymore. I don't ever want to set foot in Cincinnati again, ever. So, I don't want a series started with the Bears. No wonder Mick Cronin and Chris Mack both got out of town the last couple of years. If I coach in that sorry-ass city, dirty with all their dirty buildings, buy a power washer once in a while, I'd get out of there too.
17.
And those people at U.S. Bank Arena, I mean, that is the dregs of society. American Airlines is ahead of U.S. Bank Arena.
Oh, it went down this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch, that probably shouldn't be an 8 seed.
Man, that's good.
Here's the 9 seed, Locke with an admission.
I had morning wood for the first time in 20 years. I know that's going on the mixtape.
That is Florida, if you're wondering. That's the 8-9 game.
Oh, boy, that's a great game.
It is a great game.
Man.
All right, Cincinnati probably should be higher.
Yes.
All right, the 5 seed in the Caller Emily region, top left, the Midwest. Okay, and again, we get these teams
from the ESPN Louisville bracket that we're now playing out on all the different shows here on ESPN Louisville. The 5 seed is Auburn, and Bruce Pearl is represented by Process, having no voice.
Kentucky football. Kentucky's defensive. Well, Kentucky special teams coordinator and safeties coach Dean Hood has been named the head. Kentucky. Last night, the top-ranked cards fell. The Cats are back in action on Wednesday against Utah. Tip-off is at 11. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN Louisville. Jesus, God.
Texas says the Terry sound, what is going on, is low-key the MVP of that Emily sound. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Texter did lock scream, lock and load. Texter says, buy a power washer, LOL. Texter says, Diener crushes Cincinnati, but he didn't crush Baltimore. Oh, he crushed Baltimore. So that's the 5 seed, Auburn, up against Richmond, the 12, represented by Jared Stillman, knowing Megan Rapinoe.
Oh, this is great.
As someone who considers themselves a friend of Megan Rapinoe's, I would just like to say there is nobody who has more class on the pitch than she does. So
wait, let's back up. Let's not bury the lead. How are you a friend of Megan Rapinoe?
I mean, I'm cool. She's cool. We got along. We're cool.
Where did you get cool?
At the Women's Final Four a couple years ago. We were hanging out in Dallas.
Okay. All right. So go. Okay. That was – you can't just lead with that. Yes.
So it was, you know, her and – it's, you know, now out there, her and Sue Bird, the basketball player, are an item. And at the Women's Final Four, my UConn friends and Sue Bird's crew, and we were all hanging out. And I spent a lot of time with Megan Rapinoe as I was doing lunges in a bar to show how flexible my pants were. Really, really, really think she's an awesome person. I mean, you really think I'm going to bother somebody while they're playing in the World Cup right now?
Well, are you friends? I mean, I wish I'd send her a congratulatory text.
I said I consider us to be friends.
Does she consider you to be friends?
I mean, I'm sure she does.
That's the height.
It really is.
Of Jared Stillman.
It's fantastic. That's a 12 seed. Probably underrated as well.
Boy.
Moving on here, the 4 seed, Iowa, represented by this gem from James Strebel.
In a World Day weekend, man, that's like the official first weekend of summer. That's when everyone's grilling, everyone's outside acting a fool, drinking on your d**k, having a good time, and that guy, man, I bet he was heated.
He did not say deck. He replaced the E with an I.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to find out if we can just play that. I'm going to do some research because I just want to play that. Everything's telling me just to play that. That's the 4 seed. That's Iowa. The 13, Liberty, represented by this sound from Bob Valvano.
All we care about is having the biggest stick. We're doing what the hell we want to do because we got the biggest stick in the room. We'll double down on trying to show you that it's the biggest stick in the room, collectively having the biggest stick. And also, more importantly, even relative to each other, having the biggest stick. I swing a bigger stick than you. Who gets to have the biggest stick? Do whatever you can to swing the biggest stick and having the biggest stick in the room. We're doing what the hell we want to do because we got the biggest stick in the room. We are the Big Stick Society. Swing your bigger stick and say, man, going. Screw you. I'm not sure your stick is that big.
Honestly, that should be an upset. That should be...
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
That should be an upset.
The 6 seed, moving on to the next matchup, Penn State in the Caller Emily region. The 6 seed, the Penn State Nittany Lions. This might be seeded wrong as well. We have too much good sound. Diener, and I don't. How long is this sound clip, Mitch? Because this
44
this last,
seconds.
Okay. This is Diener crushing Lucas Albach.
Wake up in the morning, and little did I know that history would be made as I sat alone in my bedroom reading the Courier Journal, that I'd read the worst article in the history of the newspaper. Barry Bingham should be rolling over in his damn grave after the garbage bull I read from whoever the Lucas Albach is. Let me just read this crap to you. But the rumbling to a 2.5-length win didn't inspire a lot of confidence among some people. According to who? It inspired enough confidence for him to go off at 2-5 in the Belmont, you dip. You want to say he should have been eligible? Fine. But what you saw, if you actually watched a race during that Triple Crown run, was the best horse won every single race. No one could beat him. So don't rewrite history, you dip.
Boy.
That's Penn State.
That's a 6 seed?
Oh, Penn State doesn't deserve that.
No, they don't.
The 11 seed, UCLA and Mick Cronin. This is someone. Is it me and my wife reenacting Lachlan McClain being happy about Virginia winning the national title with a twist?
Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to...
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, my God! I'm so happy!
Yeah, we won!
Oh, my God! Tiger won the freaking Masters!
Are you gonna cry?
Tiger won the Masters!
Are you gonna cry again?
No, but I'm extremely happy. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Did you think this day would ever come?
Not in a million years. So much heartbreak, so much cheating, so many women. Oh my God! Yes! Oh my God, yes!
That was line for line.
It was. No, it was.
That's line
for
line.
I wrote it down. Yeah, I listened to it about 8 times.
That's awesome.
All right, so that's the 11 seed. That is UCLA and Mick Cronin. The 3 seed, the Kentucky Wildcats represent. How long's this clip, Mitch? I got to know. How
2 minutes.
Okay. This I find to be probably the most uncomfortable moment on the air. I think it's vastly overrated. It might not be a 3 seed. It might be a 7 seed.
Okay.
This, to me, is controversial. But when Diener and Perrin were talking about Lionel Messi and his race and his nationality on the air was unreal radio, it's the 3 seed, and it's John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yes, it is.
You don't think Lionel Messi's a white guy?
He's Argentinian, Drew.
Okay, he's an Argentinian white guy.
No, that can't roll.
What is he?
He's Argentinian.
Okay, I'm an American. That has nothing to do with whether I'm Caucasian or not.
Whatever. That's no.
What do you mean?
Can't do that, Drew.
What do you mean you can't do that?
Just can't do that.
If you're English, are you? He's English. He's not a white guy. He's British.
I don't. No.
Your country of origin does not determine your race.
So all Argentinian people are white?
I'm not saying that. I'm not making any general. You're the one making general statements.
No,
like that.
I didn't say Lionel Messi was a white guy.
You said he's Argentinian.
Yes, he's Latino. Yes.
Oh, so now you think he's Latino?
He is. He's from Argentina. Latin descent. Yes.
This is one of the... Perrin, you need to get out of this in a hurry.
No, this is...
Because he's Argentinian, you think that's Latin America? That's South America.
South. He's from Latin descent. I didn't say Latin America. I said Latin descent.
Just now you said he was Argentina, like Latin.
Yeah, that's Latin. He's from Latin descent. He's not a white guy from Columbus, Ohio.
I didn't say he was from Columbus, Ohio.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But you do realize your country has nothing to do with what you're classified as... You can be a white guy from anywhere.
He's Lionel Messi.
Right.
Lionel Messi is a Latino. He's Latin descent. You are drowning.
No, you are drowning.
Jaws is
look
coming
at that guy.
That
guy belongs
like a guy that's from Argentina.
Country club on the 18th tee.
He does not, and he doesn't sound like those guys either. So,
right, he speaks Spanish. That doesn't make him
worldwide.
Not
can you
Caucasian.
Get to the text line?
Oh,
get to the text line worldwide.
Well, we gotta get a break, anyways.
I can't wait to read the text from this one.
All right, we gotta go to break. I can't even throw an advertiser in on this. So,
you can't.
This all is right. Goodbye.
So that's Kentucky.
I mean,
oh my goodness. He said Argentina, like Latin, like Tina. Dude, like, I died, dude. I heard that. The 14 seed Bradley is Jason Entz.
We will be back in here Tuesday night when Kentucky takes on Evansville. That game is at 7 o'clock, so we'll be on shortly after that game around 9 o'clock. You can join us then. Go Cats.
Oh, that's a 14, man.
That brings me joy every
higher.
Time I hear it.
Will Wade and LSU, they're a 7 seed in the upper left. The caller, Emily Region. It's the take on ESPN 680-1057. Locke taking a swipe yet again at Kentucky.
because Kentucky basketball must be great. Because whenever I say they're not great, all I do is get lectured. Well, guess what, BBN? You're not great. STFU.
Oh, man, that's good.
I like that more than a 7 seed, probably.
Yeah.
The 10 seed, Xavier, or as Blankenbaker says, Xavier. James Dribble tells a sad, sad story.
In October, my wife went up to Chicago to have her birthday with her family and friends and stuff. And she went out to a bar with her cousins and some friends of hers, FaceTimes me at like 10 p.m., and asked me...
Blasted. Of course, he's not doing a damn thing.
I'm on the couch watching, like, Breaking Bad reruns is probably what I was doing. And she asked me if someone came up and offered her $1 million to be with her, if I would be mad about it. And I said, yeah. And she's like, well, she's like, it wouldn't mean anything. Like, it's just, it's a million. We'd be set. Like, all our debt would be paid off. The house would be paid off. The kids will be... And then she's like... What about if someone came and offered, like, she's like, I wouldn't be mad if someone offered you $1 million. And I was like, but I still wouldn't do it. And she laughed at me. As a story.
That makes look at Mitch's it face. It makes you sad, doesn't it, Mitch?
Look
it
at Mitch's
me,
face.
It made me sad.
Yeah, that's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Fun. No, it's that she doesn't mean it. She doesn't mean it.
She means it. Yeah. So that's the 10 seed. The 2 seed, Florida State, a great year by Florida State and Leonard Hamilton. Mitch, this clip is like 3 minutes, is it not?
It is.
Oh.
I mean, we have to play
it. We have to play
thing.
It, yeah. We absolutely.
Last year, we abbreviated the clips, and it, for people who are just catching up, they're not going to understand. So we're playing. There's only a couple that are a few minutes long. This bracket has to. This region happens to have a few of them. This is the 2 seed. This is Florida State. The Seminoles by Bobby V on Whale Anatomy.
Yes.
I'm typing this in, all right? I want the listener to know that Nick is destroying the show. Okay, he's doing 2 shows a week now, so he's figuring, what the hell, if this one falls apart, I'll go work with the other guy. So he doesn't care. So this is what I'm typing
How
in.
How do I not
no,
care?
No, this is what I'm typing in, okay? You happy? What animals have the largest penises, okay? Are you happy? You brought the show down to, you know, the infantile level that seems to be what
it's
most
not,
sports
it's We Want to Know Wednesday.
Nobody wants to know that.
Maybe the guy. I'm guessing.
No, I'm typing it. And my guess.
Do you want
is,
me to get Seth Greenberg on a fly?
Would you
here?
Like to know what my guess would be?
It's a whale.
What animal
I know
has the biggest penises? The biggest animals. That would make the most sense, wouldn't it? It also has the biggest foot, the biggest ear, the biggest eye, because it's the biggest damn animal. But if you are determined to be 12 today, let me just get, it's like a kid, an erect blue whale penis is 12 inches in diameter, 10 feet in length, 10 feet. It would just fit under a basketball goal when it's fully elongated, okay? You happy for the details? That's how big it is. Visual, when you watch the game tonight, I want you all, the opening tip, the first possession when they go down, to visualize a fully erect blue whale penis underneath the rim. That you could actually use it to determine that the rim is a legitimate 10 feet tall. The referees come out and they, what are you doing? We're testing the height. What do you have there? We got a blue whale penis. Oh, that's 10 feet, right? Exactly 10 feet. Yep, there you go. You happy now? There it is. That's it. So now
Can
you've
I
got
call
the story.
Seth Greenberg, please?
Call somebody because I'm pretty much done talking about blue whale penis.
Wait, you didn't look who was second.
No, nope,
that's look. What the guy texted.
No, he said he was the biggest.
He said walruses have the second biggest. So where are walruses on the list?
Okay, you see, you're going to be a jackwad. I'm going to read it to you. Here they are, the top 10 penises according to Softpedia. You happy? Let's see. Here we go. No, you want this? You got it. This is elephants and odd-hoofed mammals like rhinos and horses have huge penises. This is exactly what it says. I'm reading it verbatim, okay? They can be 1.5 feet long, 1.5 meters, 5 feet long. So they are right behind the biggest one, which this confirms. We now have a source and a confirmation. The blue damn whale. The blue whale has a hard time getting trousers because that he's got to put a lot of room in the crotch. Okay, you happy about that? You want to know some more penis facts? Here's some more. Most birds do not have a penis. Did you know that? Bet you didn't know that. Only ostriches, ducks, geese, and swans have it. There you go. You happy about that? You want more penis facts? Here's another one.
I'm getting Seth Greenberg on the
fly. There's
a
type of crustacean, a crab-related animal called barnacles, providing a huge surprise. Barnacles look like small shells and are indeed sedentary animals with a muscular stalk. But like many sedentary animals, they're hermaphroditic and alternate male and female roles over time. So basically, it's one of the few animals that if you tell it to go truck itself, it can accommodate you. Okay? So have we brought it down far enough now, or can we go down one more level? Oh, my Lord.
Boy.
That's Leonard Hamilton in Florida State. We take a break, the 15 seed North Dakota State is represented by, in his first time in the sound bracket, Steve Rummage.
I saw this kid on campus. I saw him in an intimate moment with his mom. So hot. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, I don't care. Yeah. I'm not on.
I know what Sam.
No, I'm good. I'm not Brent Musburger.
No,
okay?
we bring these parents on and some great
she can absolutely come on.
There are some beautiful parents.
Yes.
And I don't like to.
Well, I'm doing this with him. She's beautiful.
Okay, go ahead.
And my wife was with me when we saw her. So just to shut that down. When we saw them, my wife was with me. And I was like, oh, she's beautiful.
So you're just, okay.
Yeah.
See, I like how you say that. She's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She's smoking hot.
Well, she was. And but anyways.
That is Rummage talking about Devin Askew's mom. Then he committed to Kentucky, and then they crushed Devin Askew, which is exactly what they should be doing. All right, Mitch, good job. How do you feel about those? There's some haymakers.
Man, I tell you what, any one of those win, I'm not going to be upset.
No.
Anyone wins that region, I'm not going to be upset.
Coming up at about 4:30, 4:35 will be the lower left. That will be the East being played out of New York. That will be the Cooper Turtle Hassan region. We will get to that. And we'll do that here in about 35 minutes or so. On the other end, I want to tell you about the fitness market. We'll do that next. We'll get into hour number two here of The Take. Reminder, Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock. It's all happening here on ESPN 680 1057.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.